Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. On the future of talk radio, GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I'd like to open up the phone lines and find out what you're thinking today. What is it that's on your mind? What do you think about the green screen terrorist called ISIS or IS or ISIL or Daesh or whatever the, you know, name of the terrorist group is today? I'd like to hear from you. What do you think about what happened to Waco? Are you finally getting tired of all of these contrived stories? Do you realize how many people are still in jail down there in Texas for crimes they didn't do just because they were there at Twin Peaks at the Waco motorcycle gang? Yeah, they're still in jail. They've got $1 million bond against them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Million-dollar bond. Who can put up that kind of money? Of course, it's only one-tenth of that, but still, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Wow.
One guy got out, and he paid his $100,000 to get out, and he said, this is craziness like we've never seen before. These people didn't do anything wrong. All of a sudden, we heard outside all this gunfire, and so many people were shot, and yet it was only the police that were doing the shooting.
Wow.
It wasn't the bikers, because the bikers came there for a peaceful meeting, he said. And he said, I'm out because I had the money, but how many people are still in there that don't have the money? That's an issue. What you think is happening with respect to ISIS is another big issue. Do I think there's bad guys over there killing people? Yes, but I think that's part of the agenda, and I think it's from the government-sponsored terrorists that are doing that. The issue of vaccines, huge in the news, but I'd like to hear what is on your mind, what your thought is about today on this Friday, June 5th. So let's open up the phone lines at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. I want to recommend, he was talking about genetic roulette. I want to recommend that. That book is so good. And DVD, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So much information. You will never want to eat a genetically modified food again when you understand what they actually do to the body. But we never really know. It's all kind of like, oh, GMOs are bad. You don't know physiologically what they do to the body, but this is a good way to find out, which means that we need to start shopping at organic food stores. And I know the one in Columbia is just amazing, Natural Grocers.
Yeah, they have a couple up there, actually, that are pretty good.
Yep, in Clovers in Columbia, Missouri.
There's another one called Lucky's, maybe. I think.
Yeah, but it's not all organic. It's got a lot of conventional stuff, too. But, you know, you don't go into these stores and think that everything in there is healthy just because it's in an organic or a health food store. It's not going to be, because they have a lot of other stuff up there also. A lot of them made with canola oil. You have to look at it. You have to look at it first and make sure from the ingredients. Let's go to Tanya in Ohio. Tanya in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Joyce and Josh. Last night I was listening to Coast to Coast, and a Robin, I didn't catch her last name. She called herself the Food Ranger. She said that the tightening the noose around America's food freedom with the TPA and the TPP trade bills. Because in these trade bills, cola, country of origin labeling, and GMO, genetic modified organism labeling, can't be used. Now, last week, I had received an RNC survey from Republicans, from John Boehner, and they wanted a contribution so that they could process my survey. And I wrote back a nasty note, and I said, I can't contribute to you as long as you are passing these trade bills, and I was thinking in terms of all the jobs that were lost. I didn't even know about the COLA and GMO restrictions in these bills that are hidden and people aren't allowed to read and take notes on. And Rob Portman in Ohio has been running a very disgusting advertisement.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back, Tanya, after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing something about it. This Friday, I hope that you are thinking in terms of the weekend. Do something good for yourself and someone else and stay in the now. That'll be half of your success in what you do. And think about doing this. I know my TV is on the blitz right now, so that means I'm going to be spending a lot of time doing things other than watching TV.
That's good.
Which I usually have it on all the time. I'm listening to CNN all the time, which is ridiculous, I know. But I am going to experience a lot of different things this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, change your life in one way or another. Make a difference. Do something different. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning. Write up what your perfect day would be like if you could have the perfect day. What would it be? Would it be that you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you go exercise? Would it be that you you do stretching exercises when you get up? You go have your lemon water. Write out what your day would be like if it was perfect, and then see how close you can get to that, and do those things that you know you should be doing. It's really a challenge. Believe me, it's a challenge. All right, let's go back to Tanya in Ohio. Tanya, go ahead, please.
Yes, I was talking about Rob Portman. He's one of our illustrious senators who was running an ad on TV about how great the TPA and TPP will be. Now, these Republicans do not deserve any votes any more than the Democrats do. It's just, I would say that if anybody ever has a chance to talk to one of these 20 candidates on either party, is to ask them about the labeling in the trade bills. Do they know that cola and GMO labeling can't be used in these trade bills? And ask them get together some list of questions. But I think that was a very, very important one, because I don't know what we're going to eat. We're not going to be allowed to grow our own fruits. I grow fruit and vegetables, but we're not going to be able to grow our own fruits because under Agenda 21, the water doesn't belong to us. So what are we going to do? We're not going to be able to use our own water off our roofs, that we collect, anything.
I think we're going to revolt is what we're going to do. Finally, people are going to get a backbone. Hey, I got to move on, but you make some good points. But, Tanya, I've been listening to all these talking heads talking about how good the TPP is. Probably none of them have read it. Probably none of them really know
it's
what's
secret.
In it. Other than, well, you can go read it if you're a congressman. But probably they haven't done it. In fact, most of the people...
You can't take notes.
No, you can take notes. You have to turn them over to them after you take the notes.
Right. Yeah.
So, what it means to me is these people are doing nothing but what they're paid to do. And they don't care whether it's good, bad, or indifferent for you or me. They are going to do what they are told. So thank you very much for the phone call. And if you think that voting makes any difference, whether they're Republican or Democrat, you are wrong. They've got that controlled also. Thank you very much, Tanya. Let's go to Maria in Minnesota. Maria in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Thank you so much for sticking your neck out there all the time. I probably have the wrong name for this term, but there's such a hype on having colonoscopies or the test, remove polyps. I just wanted to know whenever there's such a hype on something, I always question what is it about this that probably isn't good. So I just wondered if you had any input on that, and that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Maria. I'm glad you're asking the questions. Colonoscopies are something that they do to generate business, and they are very effective at finding something wrong, because you can usually find a polyp or something, and then they need to say, well, we need to go in and see if this polyp is malignant or not, when, 85-90% of them are not going to be malignant, but there's that outside chance. So they're revenue generating. It's called feeding your gates. You do the test that's going to generate the money, that's going to find the other problem that's going to really generate the money, such as mammograms. There's a negative to mammograms. I mean, there's a negative to colonoscopies, too. You can pierce the bowel. You can do all kinds of things. But the mammograms are a little different. They do cause some negative problems with radiation. And yet it's feeding the gates also, because you can always find, a nodule or something suspicious, and then they need to go ahead and do further studies on that. So we got feedback there. And that would be my response to that. Thank you very much, Maria. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't say that. Let's go to Regina in Texas. Regina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce. I'm getting ready for our retreat in August.
Good. Are you getting prepared? Are you doing some things to get ready? Good.
Yes, I am. Now, your original thing was, what do we think about ISIL and ISIS and all that? And I think like we're in the twilight zone, I feel like. It seems like every day it's something crazy, and a lot of times in Texas, you're so wonderful and you're spot on. When you pegged the motorcycle guys with the new vests on and everything, I love your show. Oh, and Wolfgang Helbig, I think he is a total, we really need to help support him, because it's like putting the crack in the dam. People will then really see something that they believed in, and then they realize that it was a setup. Because most of these things, you do see them like that. but a lot of other people are still not realizing we're in this alternative universe almost where everything is set up, and it's just crazy. Well, I know I'm rambling because I want to tell you a whole bunch of things. And then, okay, and another thing I always notice is all of your health experts always talk about the water issue, and I don't want people to think in Dallas we have given up at all. I still have my lawsuit, which I know you told me one time to explain a little more what I'm doing. I am literally suing the 13 council members that voted to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid. So they're being sued individually for, in JP court. This is kind of like when I listen to Helbig. He's doing things out of the box. Well, that's what I'm doing, too. Nobody's ever tried to sue for fluoridation in the lower court. And we have more of a voice there. And on Wednesday, I have a hearing because the city is trying to get me to sue the city, okay, instead of these individual council members. But I'm not giving up, and I keep pushing it forward that, no, they are the ones that are responsible, and they don't have immunity because they broke the Texas Constitution by putting something in the water that has contaminants in it that hasn't been tested, even though it has been stamped NSF 60 approved. It hasn't gone through all the toxicological tests that it's supposed to go through. So I tried to fit a whole lot in quickly, Joyce. So,
oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, let me ask you this. Why are you going to come to the retreat in Texas? What is it that you want from that?
Well, in the last 5 years, especially, I used to be just a dynamo, and I still am by a lot of people's estimations, because I can go with very little sleep. But my body is always tired and hurts, and I'm not as efficient as I should be and could be, and I have a lot I still want to do, but I feel broken all the time physically. I don't give into it a whole lot, but I don't, and another thing, too, is I don't usually ever take care of myself like I should. I buy things from you, and I kick the boxes in, and a lot of times I don't even open them, and I need to, I know, I'm terrible. I need to focus on myself, and that's what you were saying that day. I need to take a week and find out how to help myself, because I know I'm falling apart. So many things. I don't necessarily have cancer, or I'm not terminal, but I know that I'm not doing the right things for my body, and I need to go there and get some direction. And the tapping, I mean, so, and I'm into all kind of alternative things. I just never do it for myself. I have
interesting
issues, so
yeah, and you just need that structure. And I don't care if it's like three things you do a day, but you do those three things a day. And that's where it gets hard, is we know all the stuff we should be doing, and we've probably got a list of 15 or 20 of them, and we don't do any of them because we figure, well, I can't do it all, so I won't do any. But now's the time to start, and it's one step at a time, and walking, doing power walking is really important. Thank you very much for the phone call, Regina. We love you, and I look forward to meeting you for sure.
Love you, too. And that's another motivation. When I heard I'd be there with you, that's a big motivation.
Oh, you're so sweet. We'll see if you feel the same way after the week. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce. I know you're good friends with Jeff Rentz, and I'm wondering, since you had Deborah on your show right when she lost her show, that weekdays, every day, do you know
anything
about
that? Wait a minute, Deborah lost her show? I did not know that.
Yeah, she has somebody else, I think, starting Monday.
Oh, Deborah Tavares is no longer going to be on Rentz Network?
She's not there anymore at 6 o'clock
oh, really?
California time.
I wonder what happened. Do we know what happened?
No, that's why I called.
Oh, I have no answer. I'm sorry, I did not know that.
Okay.
So that was your question, was what happened to Deborah Tavares?
Yeah, I sure like you and Alex. Thank you so much, Joy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, Mike. I don't know. And then Deborah was on this week, too, so she didn't say anything about that. Wow, what a shame. Let's go to David in Tennessee. David in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. It's great to have you. Great to hear you on the show, Joy.
Well, thank you. Thank you, David. What's on your mind today?
And you sound so healthy, so well.
Thank you.
I am wondering about, well, how all these things relate, magnetism and light and vibration, resonance. And a friend of mine she cannot wear wristwatches. She messes them up every time. And something about her electricity, I guess. But He always has electrical.
You know, we're really having trouble hearing you. Are you in a room with other people talking or something?
Yes, I
can't
am.
Hear you.
Hold on just a sec. Let me.
Yeah, if you're on headsets, you know, or whatever, it's kind of hard to hear.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, much better, much better. Yes, go ahead,
okay.
Please.
Great, thank you. I've been largely from influenced from things I've heard on your show and some others. I've been gotten interested in. Do I need to hold over?
Yeah, why don't you hold? We'll be right back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Got David in Tennessee on. This is Joyce and Josh. We'll be right back for the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One love, one love.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. I want to remind you that the Power Hour definitely deserves your business. That's right. We deserve your business. We need your business. We want your business. We appreciate your business. And to all the people that have sent in donations or offered donations to us, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate each and every one of them. And you're going to be getting a letter from the Power Mall very shortly, because Noelle is doing all those letters out there, getting them out to you, to thank you so much for being a supporter of the Power Mall. And I personally signed them all myself because I really appreciate you all. So please, please, please support the Power Mall. And remember, we've got a lot of those items that Dr. Weiner was talking about, including the book on Grounded, on Earthing, the book on Earthing by Obi. It's really excellent, and there's a lot to it. Believe me, there's a lot to that. So please take advantage of getting that book or any of the items. Now, remember, we have a Living Clay on special right now, the Detox Clay. We have the book by Perrier that has 101 ailments that can be eliminated with the use of calcium bentonite clay. Excellent, excellent book.
That's a great book.
It is. It just has everything in it.
Yeah, it's a go-to book.
Yeah, yeah, go-to book is right. And also, I even used the clay last night. I had a reason to use it. And I am telling you, there is never a week that goes by that there's not a reason to use the clay. And definitely, I'm drinking the clay. So you can get that in the liquid form, and it really has no taste whatsoever. And Josh and I, we just had our mm-hmm. Gary Null drink. What'd you
awesome.
Think about that?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it's got everything, right?
It does.
The green, the berry, the, what's it, the mussel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got everything, the protein, everything. So please, if you haven't gotten that and you want something that is going to be a meal, red stuff, green stuff, purple stuff, or the Power Berry Blast and the mussel stuff. And by the way, that mussel stuff has, I think, 22 or 25 grams of protein in
wow.
it. That is huge.
And that is from peas,
mm-hmm.
right?
That is huge.
Yeah,
that's one of the sources. But that is a lot of protein that you can get from a vegetable
right.
source. Let's go back to David in Tennessee. Go ahead, please, David.
Hello, Kim. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy who told you I get nervous and anxious on...
You're the only one. Well, we got to take care of that because you're the only one out there that gets nervous and anxious.
We're all kindred spirits, though, so I'll be okay.
You'll be fine. You're doing great. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I've got, I'll try to be concise and considerate of time, but you've been piquing, you and a few other hosts have been piquing my interest in frequencies and vibrations and healing frequencies. And I know that music can really be healing to me. And also a friend of mine has been asking me to find out what I can about some problems she has. She cannot wear a watch. Every watch she gets, wear it tears up. And she has odd things go on with electronics around her all the time. She shows therapy fine. She shows up in a room and things go haywire. And I'm wondering if anybody has any information about that. If you can.
Okay. Let me put that out there. Let me put that out there. I've heard about people who literally can't wear watches because they stop the watch.
Wow.
I've heard that. And I don't know what that is caused from, but that's interesting you bring that up, David. And I'd like to throw it out to the listeners. If anybody knows a reason why that might happen, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. We're trying to get an answer for you, Dave. Anything else?
One other thing, a separate subject. I just wondered if you know about, and you probably do, but do you know about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee? This is a Second Amendment victory in the 30s, I think.
I've heard of it, but I don't recall what it is.
Okay, I guess I waste time talking about it. I would be glad to send you a link to it if you want.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com.
Hey, I have a question. You said you mentioned that music is very healing to you. Do you look for music in different frequencies other than 440A or...
I forgot the frequency. I remember from some shows before, and I wrote it down, but I lost my notes. I prefer that, and I found some videos on YouTube about that. You said it's 440?
440 is the standard today, but 432 was... and there's different frequencies as well that are healing. But
yep, 432 is the main accepted one for healing. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Thank you, David, for the phone call. We'll be back. John in Ohio, you are up next.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. It's all about searching it out, because everything's been a lie, it seems like, in our past. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess that's essentially what I want to say. I'm anxious myself because there's so much to say. It's like you said, there's so much you say or do nothing. But we've been lied about everything, as you know. But I think one area that most people don't examine much is what I went through, you went through growing up in the McCarthy years, growing up in the Cold War years, the 50s and the 60s. just a tsunami of anti-communist propaganda. And so what we think we know ain't so in many cases. And I think there's a legacy of generations of corporate CIA media propaganda through all of the media, through all of the institutions, the churches and everything else, to brainwash us about communism and socialism. And people who even have a skeptical attitude, as you know, you do and many others, I think haven't really examined this. It's just like the doctors, you know, they know certain things, but they think they know, you know, things outside their expertise. And I grew up in that era. My favorite programs were those anti-communist programs. When I was a kid, I led three lives and the rest of it. But I broke out of that when I began to see that we've been lied to about the Korean War, using that scaremongering, just the equivalent of the scaremongering about the war on terror just now. Now, it was even worse then. That enabled people to go across the world, kill millions of Koreans, men, women, and children, destroy practically every building over two stories in that country, do the same in Vietnam, kill millions of people, based on the idea that these countries are small farmers with no neighbor air force are going to kill us because of they're communists. And I think that still exists, and it can be activated now, now that... the United States is swinging back around directly to attack challenge China in its own backyard in the China Sea. And I think we have to realize that that much of that has to do with the John Birch Society. It's not a grassroots organization. And it's really the, I think, the mentor of that right-wing talk show host that uses the word globalist a lot. And if you look at who's behind it, it's not a grassroots organization. It's some of the most ultra-right billionaires like H.L. Hunt, like Koch, the patriarch Koch billionaire,
right.
Director and a founder of that. Others like J. Howard Pugh, who actually hated FDR so much and the welfare reforms to really stave off the socialist revolution is really what it's about, that they allied with Hitler and plotted to overthrow FDR. Those same powerful corporations are still around, supporting all of the front groups of the John Birch Society to reactivate this anti-communism now, and I think it's going to be directed against North Korea and China. I don't believe they're communists, but simply the word itself will activate a trigger in people's minds so that we can be directed to attack them just as we've attacked Iraq and Afghanistan. And I know, and I've heard some of the really the lies from that right-wing talk show host claiming that now to discredit the left or anyone who's vaguely socialist, to claim incredibly that ISIS is supported by the left. It's exactly the opposite. ISIS has the ideology, the anti-communist rabid ideology of that right-wing talk show host and the John Birch Society. That's why they were supported with billions of dollars to overthrow a leftist government in Afghanistan and built up with billions of dollars of Stinger missiles and then deployed against Libya and Syria, against semi-socialist countries, leftist countries. Yet this right-wing talk show host cynically says that the left is supporting ISIS. It's even any halfway literate person knows that.
Yeah, let me just add that this left-right paradigm is just so phony. People have to be able to see through that before we can get to any kind of dialoguing as to what the problem is in this country. And as long as we think that there's only two thoughts of, you know, two ways that the world works, one is the Republican and the other is the Democrat, I mean, people have got to be so naive.
Or you could say
so
capitalism
ignorant.
And socialism.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, to think there's two diametrically opposed positions, which they are not, is just so, how can anybody not see through that? How do you think they get people to go along with that?
Well, I think it's there is a genuine left that has been totally misrepresented and lied about. There's a genuine socialist that's been totally kept from people's understanding and lied about and slandered by the John Birch Society, by the right-wing talk show host, and the general CI media for all of generations of people. People don't even know what the left is. And this idea that Obama is left is a very
right.
phony attempt to limit, put people's brain in a box. You've got a choice between the right, the ultra-right Republicans and the right-wing Obama. And you've heard it all now. And there's a whole universe of a real left and a real socialism out there that you've never heard of, and you're kept in that box by that false little tiny box of paradigm of falsely labeling right-wing Obama as a left.
Thank you very much, John. I got to go, but thank you very much for the phone call. He's right. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of smarts. I'm not that smart, but you can feel this stuff. You can see it. You can hear it. You can know it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, John, in Ohio. Let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Oh, by the way, before I go to Kent, let me remind you to go to PowerHourGold.com, PowerHourGold.com. If you want to learn how you can get small increments of gold, a great thing to do and a great gift to give for graduations, for birthdays. That little gram of gold is a really neat thing to give as a gift. I mean, it's like the best thing you can give. It's like gold. Yeah. It is gold. So please take advantage. Go to PowerHourGold.com, and Rod will give you a call back. We've had a little delay on that, and the website's been down, I understand. So please give Rod a phone call, or just leave your name there. Leave your name, and Rod will give you a call, your name and phone number. PowerHourGold.com. Okay, let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Go ahead, Kent. You're on the air.
Yeah, Joyce, you were talking earlier about the there were fewer government employees now than in 1966. Well, now...
Oh, that's what the government says.
Well, now, let's get your memory going. You remember about... That's about the time when they spun off the Postal Service. Remember the Post Office used to be part of the government?
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of employees. And, of course, through the years, they've come up with these contractors to do government work. So, probably, very technically... If you, you know, they may be actually right, particularly if they had a little clause in there that, you know, as a proportion of the population. So that's how they play these statistical games. So,
interesting.
So I just wanted to point out
very
that.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much. Good point. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. Josh, why didn't you think of that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You're my go-to guy for making sense of all of this. I would have never thought about that.
I know.
And that's a good explanation. Thank you, Kent. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Sister Ten Cats. Good to talk to you.
Have missed you. Go ahead, please, Mike.
I think you're underestimating her.
Well, of course, you can also realize that the IRS is a private corporation, so therefore they can eliminate those people as food government. And look at all the other alphabet groups that are actually private corporations that you can also eliminate as true government.
Mm-hmm.
Something
very
to
good.
Consider. Let me ask you this, something to ponder. What happens when the institutions of government, such as your prisons, your schools, and your 501(c) churches, when the institution becomes more important than the cause for which the institution was formed? How long should people believe in the cause, remain loyal to such an institution? And at what point does loyalty to such an institution constitute an abandonment of the cause itself?
Ooh, good points. Good questions you're asking. Very good questions. Go ahead.
Well, remember, the FBI and the DHS, they've only foiled the terrorist plots that they themselves created.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right.
Building 7 fell in free fall despite not being hit by a plane on 9/11.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let me ask you this. What do you think is the answer to the loss of freedom in this country? What do you think that we need to be focusing on?
It's simple, Joyce. It's really getting back to being independent. Everybody has to take responsibility. Teach your children. You can protect yourself. You don't need a hireling. Stop submitting to the will of somebody else telling you that you have to have somebody else doing it for you. Do it yourself. Until we become back independent, self-sufficient, this will never change. And the reality is that they're creating their own narrative. They're running a false flag. They will poke you and poke you and poke you, hoping that you will react, hoping that this is the bully on the playground trying to entice you, knowing that his teacher watching over in the corner is actually his aunt, who's going to punish you even though you're the victim.
But when you don't respond, they just go ahead and attack you and kill you anyway, and then they write the narrative in the report that you were the one that caused it all. And the general public, the kids on the playground, well, you know, those that saw what happened, they remain silent because they don't want to be victimized. And the rest of the school thinks, wow, that guy's a bad guy. He went to the principal's office. The reality is that people tend to believe what they're told because, as you say, the info babe, well, why would she lie to me? She doesn't hate me,
right.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She's paid to tell you the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And people are too lazy to get up and do their own research. Therefore, they fool for this time and time again.
That's right. Hey, thank you very much, Mike, for the phone call. You are so right. You know, become self-sufficient. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your bodies. You know what I was talking about earlier? Make that list of perfect things that you would do in a perfect day. What would you do in a perfect day? Get up in the morning, do your prayer, do your meditation first, whatever it is that you would do. Put down your perfect day and then see how close you can come to that. And then ask yourself, if that would be my perfect day, why am I not doing it?
Right.
I mean, if that would be so good for me, what is holding me back from having my perfect day?
It's so funny how most of the time we're our own worst enemy.
And why do we justify? I've got excuses that I can justify anything.
Right.
I can justify having excuses. I can justify anything. Now, why do we do that? And we need to be honest with ourselves. We all need to. We all know we need to exercise 30 minutes a day. Do we do it? Most people, no. People, stalwart people like Gary Null, yup, they wouldn't miss exercise. And I ask people, what is it when you go into that gym? What is your self-talk when you go into that gym? I want to know, because this guy that trains us down at the retreat, his name is Mr. Q. He is amazingly fit. He's 65 years old. You would think he was 40. And I ask him, you know, every day you go into that gym, what do you tell yourself? Because how do you psych yourself up for, oh my gosh, I'm going to be here for an hour, and I'm going to sweat, and I'm going to be hot, I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be stinky when I come out of here. What is your self-talk like? I like to know that because I want to know. And then he goes out and he does his race walking. And I mean, these people are not like, you know, they're not people that just all of a sudden love exercising. They had to get to that point also.
Well, I think once you start doing it, you start realizing how good you actually feel and that it is good to sweat and,
mm-hmm.
you know, do these things.
You know, and what they tell me is, today I'm going to do this for me.
Yeah.
This is going to be me loving me. Right.
Sometimes
now.
You have to force yourself to do something that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's the right, you know, it feels good and eventually you'll start feeling right.
Right. Who wants to have, you know, necessarily a salad when you can go to Golden Corral and have some of the nastiest food in the world, you know? I mean, nasty from the standpoint of processed foods. Not
well,
that Golden Corral is bad.
There.
Yeah, they do non-organic salads. But, you know, make your list. It would thrill me if you would just write down five things that would make for your perfect day. Make for your perfect day. And then let's start comparing those things of what you all decided to do that would make for your perfect day. Only five.
Yeah.
Or if you need to start out with three, and if five is overwhelming, start out with three.
You know what helps me is lying in bed the night before, or laying in bed, is thinking about what I want to accomplish the next day.
Visualizing it.
I don't know if it's just kind of running through the list of my head. I don't know if I'm mm-hmm. actually visualizing accomplishing it. It's just like, okay, this is what I'd like to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you wake up with your to-do list already ready to go.
Exactly.
And you don't have to worry about it because it's
right.
in your brain.
If you don't do a to-do list the night before, you wake up unemployed.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told. And, you know, another thing is that I went to all of these, you know, you can accomplish more programs. You know, you can be, you know, flash start programs and all this kind of stuff. Do you know what they all say? Is the night before, write down three things tomorrow that must be done.
Yeah.
If you do nothing else, do those three things. And then label them A, B, and C, which is the most important. And then carry them out in that fashion. And they said, your life will change overnight.
Hmm.
And you know what? It will. I did that for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I know. It did work. No, I mean, seriously. So write down three things the night before. I must do these tomorrow. And label them A, B, and C. Okay, let's get back to Josh's eyes are rolling back in his head right now. Let's go to Dave. Let's see, are we at Dave in Tennessee?
Arkansas, maybe.
Dave in Arkansas? Dave, are you there?
Oh, yeah, Joyce and Josh. I was just thinking, have y'all been able to get in touch with Joe Skousen, get him on your program?
I haven't tried to, I don't think. What is it you want to hear from him about?
Well, he has the advanced, he has the most advanced analysis of what we're fighting against for all this deception and everything. And, you know,
okay.
I thought,
I know you've mentioned it before. I'll tell you what, I'll ask Catherine to call him and have him talk on deception then, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, Dave. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, hey, folks. Wishing you all a fun, safe weekend, for that matter.
Thank you.
You had a caller earlier call in about trying to figure out what was going on with a relative or friend that, for some reason, things of electronic nature go haywire or break down,
right,
or who knows.
Yeah.
You may find this a little curious, and it, for some people it's strange, but it's very simple. Their bioelectric field that goes around their body that they generate extends out farther than a good number of folks' energy field does extend out.
Interesting.
It's the reason why things go bananas when they go into a room or whatever. This is perfectly natural. And on top of that, okay, I'll hang on.
All right, we'll be back after. Oh, you guys are trained so well. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. The Yahweh song coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Is on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Great to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, wouldn't it be nice on Monday morning to wake up instead of saying, oh, what a slug I was over the weekend, or I should have done this, or I should have done the laundry, I should have done... Wouldn't it be nice to wake up on Monday morning and say, man, I am so proud of myself. I don't know that I've ever done that. You know, there have been a couple of times in my life, probably. But why, if we can feel so good by doing good things, do we not do it?
Right.
So I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to find out what it's like to have a weekend without a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
I am going to find out without crying over a Lifetime movie.
I feel like I might need a Lifetime movie.
You do?
Yeah, I might need to take a couple hours.
Well, maybe that could be one of your goals then. But write down, promise me, you guys, you'll write down 3 to 5 things that you definitely want to accomplish every day. And the night before, write down your list for tomorrow's day. And then put those things listed with an A, B, or C, and make sure you do them in that order. You will find it will make a huge difference, and hopefully it'll be for more than 6 weeks. Because you can do that. You really can. I can, too, and I'm going to go back and do that. Anyway, let's go back to Francis in North Carolina. Go ahead, Francis.
Yes, I'm going to have to make this as quick as I can. One is the perfectly natural energy field they have. About 95% to 99% of the world's population has this to start off with, and it's for the healing of their neighborhood or whatever where they happen to reside, helping others around them, for that matter, relative, friend, or whoever. It's also a reason why your electronic toys that are putting out electromagnetic pollution, whatever form it may take, has been used to attack them with because of their energy that they're helping others around them.
Oh, good news. Your greatest asset can become your greatest liability then.
Mm-hmm. Well, go figure. So as a result, when you have people that are like that around it, they have wisdom to share, listen to it. They may not even realize it's wisdom that they're bringing with them to help others around them, but mm-hmm. go figure. But the powers that be know about them. They're trying to take them out, although they cannot. Is their downfall as a result of trying to do that. And so help those as you help yourself. And okay. You'll have your healing and your love that's surrounded to everybody.
Thank you so much, Francis in North Carolina. Reach out and touch.
Later.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Make tomorrow a better day than it was today. Make today a better day than yesterday. And it's all in your control. So if I say to myself, you know, I feel so much better when I spend time in meditation and prayer in the morning.
Right.
First thing in the morning, if I do that, my day is better. Then why do I not do that every day?
It's like exercising first thing in the morning. It kind of sets the pace for
it
your
does.
Whole day. Yeah.
And at the evening, you've got all these excuses and, oh, I don't feel well. And, oh, man, we can come up with a lot of reasons then. Let's do just the opposite. Do your 3 to 5 list. And then let's share someday on the program. We'll share that 3 to 5 list of items that we all think would make our life better. I think that's is a cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Josh, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love having you here. He really is awesome, ladies and gentlemen, just like he sounds.
She is too.
Yeah. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. No, Monday. Yep. We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed Sabbath. We love you all at the Power Hour. It's all about the truth.
See you guys.